Shea Chesky, point guard, shooter, Indiana. You can call her whatever you want. You can flat out fill it up, Shea. Thanks for being with us on Nothing But Net.
Yeah, thank you for having me, guys.
Look, I watched you drop 38 in our Coconut Hoops event on Iowa State, and I was really impressed. It was an impressive performance. What's been so fun about this year's team?
Yeah, we just have a lot of personalities. We're young. We just love basketball. I think that's like the biggest part where I know I've been missing in the past couple of years, that joy of the game, you know, and I think that these younger girls have brought that and kind of brought that spark out of me too, you know. I'm an old head, you know, I'm a senior 4 years into it, you know, and they kind of just helped me bring that joy back. So that's just a great part about, you know, what we have going on as a team over at Indiana.
Well, you can see it. There's no question about it. You can see the way you play, that you are having a good time. You love your teammates. And Coach Morin runs a lot of stuff for you. So you're getting a lot of touches in places where you can score. What's been so fun about the offense this year?
Yeah, it's just a dynamic offense. Coach Morin prides herself on, you know, having a team that can play in space. And, you know, we've had multiple conversations about, you know, I think that's where I'm the strongest at is, you know, playing in transition or playing in open space. So, you know, she's been able to design a couple plays for me to come off like a wide pin down or coming off a stagger with a high ball screen, just to be able to, you know, have that right or left side open just for me to start playmaking a little bit.
I don't think there's any action that you can't play in based on what I saw. I mean,
that's a great compliment. Thank you.
It is a great compliment because it's a compliment about work ethic and reps. And I even mentioned to you when we were in Fort Myers that I could see you changed your body. It looked to me like you were just in better shape. Like, what did you do in the off season to get yourself ready to play the kind of minutes you need to play?
Yeah, it was a very intense summer for me, for the whole team, you know, including me, just with our preparation about how we're, you know, we're running hill sprints, we're doing court sprints, we're doing the Versa, we're doing the bike. So we were really incorporating every, you know, training idea that we had in the summer, and we were doing it every day. There were no days off in the summer. And, you know, some may say that's probably not great for your body, but, you know, in our heads over here, that's just, we want the work, you know, we want that grind. And that only just leads to being able to sustain those type of minutes in the season. But yeah, I mean, it also comes down to your diet, your sleep, film. Like, there's so many aspects to the game that a lot of people don't, you know, necessarily see on the outside, you know, with just me going out there and our team going out there, but there were hours and days and weeks of preparation that went into it.
I think there's motivation, and then I think there's a drive. And I think motivation can come from a lot of external factors, but a drive is an internal component that just pushes you to a place that you don't really think, maybe you didn't think you could go. When you're trying to get that last rep, I always wonder about elite level athletes, like that last rep or that last sprint, and you really don't think that you can go, but then there's something inside of you or a thought that comes to mind. And maybe it is coming off a wide pin down that, you know, in the fourth quarter that you got to be ready to go. I mean, what are some of the things that drive you to do what you do?
Yeah, that just comes from, you know, where I started. I was never a high major kid. You know, I got my first high level Division I offer my junior year of high school. And for a lot of these kids nowadays, I mean, they're getting them in seventh, eighth grade. So I would just say, you know, that the drive to just be that underdog, you know, that, you know, you don't see a lot of 5'7" girls coming off and, you know, making plays, you know, at this height. So just, you know, trying to be better for a younger generation to say like, hey, anybody can play basketball. You don't have to be one type of way or look one type of way to play the game that you love. Like there's just so many opportunities nowadays. And, you know, I just think there's just a level of drive that I have that, you know, probably is because of that.
Oh, I definitely can see it. I mean, there's two parts to this that I want to ask you. One is that blue collar mentality has to be from growing up in Buffalo. Yep. And then the second part of it is, I'm sure there have been people during your career that told you you're too small, too slow, you won't, you can't. Define all that for us or outline that for us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, coming out of Buffalo, like, you know, it's a big city, but, you know, from where I'm from, Lancaster, it's small. I went to a small private Catholic school. We only graduated with maybe 100 kids. You know, there wasn't really like so called a way out. You know, it was just kind of like if you enjoyed the game, like, that's all right. Like, then you just go to college. And, you know, for me, there was just so many different things where, you know, I wanted to be great. Like I wanted to get to that level, and I was able to go down to Exodus in New York City, and even then was doubted. Who's this girl from upstate New York thinking that they can play in the city with us, right? But, you know, I just know that I can work hard. You know, my work speaks for myself. You know, I don't like to do a lot of talking out on the court or, you know, behind the scenes. I just like to show by example, lead by example. And that's just a big, big part of how I was raised. And, you know, I just hope that I could just show other people that too. And obviously, you know, going to the next stage in my life with basketball, that I'm just going to keep doing that.
Okay. So being a smaller guard, there are certain ways that you have to play. I mean, you're not going to play over the top of people. You got to play under. So when you're playing, you know, my son's a small point guard, so I have this conversation with him all the time. Like, you have to be able to make plays in the paint off 2 feet. You got to have a runner, a floater. You got to have range on your three. You got to have an incredible handle. Who is someone that you sort of modeled your game after, or who inspired you to do what you're doing at your size?
Yeah. So I actually went to Penn State for my first 2 years of college, and we had an assistant coach, Natisha Heidman. She's in the W right now. Shout out her, but she was on scout team for a year. So me and her were going back and forth, and being able to just get in and work with her anytime I wanted, and just seeing how she works and the type of shots that she was getting up, and just like, and just the conversations that we've had, you know, she's helped a lot, you know, whether she knows it or not. But Natisha's just been a huge rock for me.
One half of the stud buds that are famous or infamous, it depends on how you look at it. Like, you got to get on that. You know, if you can get on the stud buds with Shay, that'd be pretty cool.
Please, if you
get on
there stud with buds, if you see this. Yeah.
Let me have a pod. She'll see it. She'll see it, because I'm sure she's keeping an eye on you. The Big Ten. I have to ask you about the Big Ten, because it's going to be really, really competitive once again. I mean, it is a great league. There's a lot of good teams on any night. Anything can happen. The first opening night, Maryland double overtime wins at Minnesota in crazy fashion, scoring 8 points in 9 seconds, which is basically unheard of. And then Michigan State losing on the road to Wisconsin. That was a huge upset, I thought. Wisconsin and Robin Pinchton's first year. What do you make of you guys, you know, had a struggle in your first game against Illinois, a team that you were picked to win over. So there's been some upsets already in the first week.
Yeah, I mean, there has been. And that's the beauty of the Big Ten, you know, whether you like it or not. And that's a theme that, you know, we're trying to tell the team right now, because we have a lot of young girls. I was telling them in the locker room after the game, like, majority of you guys, this is your first Big Ten game. Like, every night's not going to be easy. It's a dogfight. It's a dogfight every single game, whether, you know, you're playing UCLA, you're playing Michigan State, you're playing Rutgers. Like, I mean, it's going to be a fight in and out. And, you know, I think that's why our conference is so special. Like, that's so fun to play in. Like, as a competitor, like, that's all you only want, right? To play at the highest level against the highest players. So, you know, it's just going to be an exciting season, I think, you know, overall for all teams involved. But yeah, I just can't wait to get back out there. You know, it just stinks that, you get to play one game in December and then got to wait another month. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's a good game to get under our belts, and, we grow from it. We learn from it, you know, take a lot of stuff away from film and just get better.
So, I know that you are having fun. I know, cause I watch you play. I see the joy that you play with. It's really, it's something that those of us that are that love the game and are passionate about, I love to see other people sharing that love as well. But it can't be more fun at Indiana right now than watching your football team and all the success that they've had. It is the biggest story occupying all of sport right now, is that Indiana won the Big Ten championship in football. That doesn't sound right, but it happened.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Ohio State.
It makes sense. It makes sense to us over here, but you know, seeing the football team turn it around, and how Coach Sig has just been an inspiration to, you know, all of our sports teams, honestly. You know, we're kind of just feeding off the football team and, you know, wanting to do great for the university, and, you know, put the name, you know, on a bigger map, right, that football is now. You know, we want to do that. Men's basketball wants to do that. So it's been awesome to see those guys and that team really just, you know, reach those heights.
I am personally happy for Scott Dolson, who's a longtime friend of mine. I've known Scott for, I hate to say how long. Scott and I go way back. What a great athletic director, and what an incredible job he's done. One last thing, Shay. When your playing days are over, Mm-hmm. What will be on your mind?
Wow, I feel like I get this question a lot. You know, I definitely want to be in the world of sports, you know, whether that's coaching or maybe a sideline reporter or just, you know, helping out the next generation. That's a big part of what I want to do. I think I've been put on this earth to help and serve, and hopefully that's just a goal of mine, you know, but that's way in the future. You know, I got some playing days ahead of me still. So making sure I just stay in the moment and just have fun with it.
Well, we want you to have fun. We want you to keep balling, and we're going to enjoy watching you play your senior year. Shay Chesky, Indiana. Thanks for being with us on Nothing But Net.
Thank you, guys.